This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Hey, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us. We broadcast 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains for right now. And if you're interested in giving us a call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 605-477-3249. Jason's engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Finelli. I almost didn't make it. I don't know if you heard.
I did.
Yeah, folks, I could not get a phone call out. I had to go up on my hill and use a cell phone, call Jason the engineer for him to call me, because, and I've been getting a lot of disconnects, a lot of people trying to reach me, and they can't even leave a message. This is what happens in a authoritarian dictatorship, fascist system that Donald Trump has inherited, and we can all see what big tech is doing to the people, eliminating our ability for commerce, for communication. This is real, and this is why us little people, the bottom 93% of income earners, has to lose the hyphen, which is the plan of design by the powers that be, and stick together, because never mind not having a country, we won't even be able to survive, never mind thrive, if we're not allowed to do commerce. Vince?
I was talking with one of our instructors over the weekend, and one-on-one, in person, and I said, I don't even want to go out. I don't want to go to anybody's home. I don't want to go to businesses. I've got microphones everywhere. And the GDP have these Alexa and Echo devices that record everything that's said by design. How else would it work? So people have these devices in their home that transmit whatever's happening in their homes to the internet for further study, saved ad infinitum. We don't know how long. So why would a company make a device? So let's just talk about that for a second. So a guy comes into the design room and says, I got a great idea. We're going to build this thing, and people will buy them, and we'll get them to put them in their living rooms or bedrooms, wherever their kitchens, and it will listen to everything they're saying, and they're going to love it. And then what we do is we connect that through Wi-Fi to the internet, and then we have our ear in their house. Isn't that great? If I were there, I'd say you've lost your mind. Nobody in their right mind would want one of these things. However, it just shows how little I understand about the GDP. They like these things.
If they really knew, Vince, what was going on, what this really is, folks, is an AI takeover, an artificial intelligence takeover, because whether they use something for blackmail or bribery or some type of leverage against you, they're going to have your voice. They can have you saying anything. They can have you saying robbing a bank or doing this or doing that. Who knows what they could do? And we have a culture of corruption with big tech example, are literally helping the Chinese. So we have to, when you walk into somebody's house, certain people are impressed with certain high-tech devices. Okay, they want to show off. Now, it's doing a lot more harm than it is good, trust me. But what we're allowing, folks, is we're allowing the perception of self-importance to shadow our need to stand for principle. Now, we have to stand for principle because when the rule of law no longer protects you or gives you rights or restitution, principle is all we have. And they're basically using this information to divide us by every group imaginable. They're using this information to distract us. And they're definitely using this information to dumb us down. Because if they feel that we believe in a certain narrative or a philosophy or a theme, they're going to back that up with phony evidence and phony facts to make you believe something. So you have to be aware that all this AI takeover is to eliminate free speech, it's to eliminate your commerce, it's to eliminate your ability to think for yourself, because they want you to be able to, basically they don't want you to do what you want. They want you to do what they want. And this is a very, very dangerous time in history. So we have to be aware, this is the bottom line, this is an AI takeover. It's not for your benefit. Trust me, Vince.
Interesting that you said that, Rich Sheehan. I was on a telephone conversation with someone I've known for a long time, about 50 years. So I've known this person literally for just under 50 years. And we were talking. I know their family. They know our family. They've seen our children. We've seen their children. And we've stayed in touch for 50 years. So the question I received was, so what would you do? What would you do if one of your children, and I'm paraphrasing this, if one of your children said, I'm getting married, would you like to come to the wedding? May I have your blessing? But let me give you a little bit of background to this. The potential spouse has never been seen by the parents. The potential spouse lives in another country. The potential spouse, a country that does not speak English. The potential spouse has never bothered to learn any English. The potential spouse does not have a job, but we don't know how old this potential spouse is. The potential spouse's parents have never been met. So this is a big unknown, who this person is, what the family's like, anything about them. The socioeconomic values, nothing is known about this potential spouse. And the person who was asking me the question said, hey, Vin, what would you do if one of your children said, I'm getting married, will you come to the wedding and may I have your blessing? My response was quick and very simple. No, you may not have my blessing, because I can't bless something I don't know about. I can't say, you've got my blessing. And I can't say, I'll be at the wedding. So the answer is, no, I will not be at the wedding. And no, you may not have my blessing. But, good luck. I wish you good luck. That was my response. And let me say why I said that. Because parents generally go through a great amount of difficulty and challenge raising a family. It's not easy. And then we are faced with, I met this person and I just love this person and I have a right to be happy. And you don't have any say in what I'm doing as my parents. You have no say. I'm going to do what I want to do to make me happy. That is the attitude of the millennials. You use the word self-importance. I use the words me first. They all are synonyms in my book and in my world. So the millennials want whatever they want whenever they want it, and they think they deserve it. They think they deserve to be happy at the expense of everyone around them. So this child, this millennial child, wants to get married, and the heck with the family. The heck with everybody else. Me first. And it bothers me. And it bothers me. I've told our children, if you think you've become queer, gay, faggots, homos, don't come home. If you get a tattoo and you're deranged enough to disfigure your body, you're out of the will. It's as simple as that. And I was challenged by people who know me pretty well. Hey, Vin, are you serious? You bet I'm serious. Not only am I serious about that, I have seen young people who are cursing out their parents. F this, F that, F you. Screaming at their parents. I'm here to tell you, I have no interest in talking to any children like that, who totally have no respect for their parents, the people who have sacrificed to raise them. I'm talking about not all the millennials, but too many of the millennials. I have no interest in helping them. I have no interest in being around them. How about the millennials who decide that through their perversion, they are going to announce that they're perverted and get on the internet and blast it everywhere that, hey, I'm a sicko, I'm a queer, I'm a pervert, and take down the family? It's nuts.
They're not just taking down the family, they're taking down the country. And you know how I feel about that. I have a little more tolerance, I think, than you do regarding if someone wants to have a sex life that's different, as long as they don't shove that lifestyle down America's throats and basically try to coerce people to having the same lifestyle. And after the break, I will comment on what you just said, if you don't mind.
Sure, hold that thought.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30, at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rich Sheeben, we were talking about, in my words, flaunting perversion, flaunting me first. We even have a guy, what's his butt? And isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? Everyone knows who I'm talking about. And I just used the phrase, what's his butt? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me comment on what you just said, Vince, if that's okay. Okay, I think this audience knows exactly what's going on. The state / the Democrats / the powers that be who have an addiction to power, money, and control are using big tech, are using the technocracy to make their own reality. Not for the benefit of the people, the good of the people, but to create distractions, dumbing down, and dividing us by groups. So they're creating a living simulation beyond, way beyond 1984 Orwellian Twilight Zone crap. And they have unfortunately benefited from the public square in the realm of commerce. They have benefited from our Bill of Rights and Constitution. But they are the first ones who want to eliminate the First Amendment for the little people. And we have to be aware of some of these behaviors, motives, and what all this is designed to do. It's just like we've allowed our elite and higher-ups of government agencies, corporations, to profit from personal agendas, narratives, control, greed, while masking or hiding the real story. But they're mostly using the power of the state create the lobbying, to create the special interests, the PACs, the money printing, the subsidies, everything that benefits the elite with the too big to fail, too big to jails. And now the technology has gone so overboard, they're using that technocracy against us. Now, getting back to more specificity and details of what you were saying, I see a lot of despair with parents today. You know, the divorce rate, even for Christianity, is between 70 and 75%. There's really no, very little difference at all. And I'm being gracious with that difference between the divorce rate in the mainstream and in Christianity. So I think I see parents despair when they see the powers that be, for example, parents being arrested for telling their child, calling them him when it's a her or her when it's a him, even though they were born that way, and they decide to change their gender identity, and the parents are getting arrested. You know, children have been suing their parents for a long time now. So as the system allows the fathers to be kicked out of homes, you basically have the state being the new daddy, especially with a divorce rate of 70 to 75%. So the parents, they feel that they have to be friends with their children instead of disciplinarians. But everybody in the forest with an IQ higher than a chipmunk knows that tough love and discipline is what makes a better product. In other words, a happier child. That's what it's about, making your child happy. But, and this is why I say if people want to be homosexual or bisexual, I'm not saying it's not immoral. It's an argument that we can't win. And I think that we need to stick to things that we have a chance on winning and take it from there. So anyway, I just want to address those couple issues that you just said, Vince. Go ahead and comment on that if you want to move to the next topic.
Sure. Okay, so there's this guy. He's running for CEO of USA, and he's a mayor. And he says that God, with a capital G, would never be a Republican like Donald Trump. And he reveals that he and his husband, so this is a guy, and he has a husband, and they want children because his homo husband was, quote, made to be a dad, unquote. So if this husband of his was made to be a dad, that means that, what, is he the wife? I got to tell you that there are 13 states that ban sodomy. In the United States, it's against the law.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former Army soldier convicted of killing an Iraqi prisoner is receiving a pardon from President Trump. Michael Vahena was sentenced to 25 years in prison for killing an alleged Al-Qaeda insurgent in 2008. His sentence eventually was reduced to 15 years. He was paroled in 2014. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Vahena had support from senior members of the military, adding he is entirely deserving of a full pardon from President Trump. New details about a Russian airliner that was struck by lightning and caught fire and made an emergency landing in Moscow on Sunday. Russian investigative committee members have shared their latest information, one of them speaking through a translator.
That the pilots, the dispatchers, and other technical staff were underqualified, that the plane had a mechanical issue, and the bad weather conditions.
41 people were killed. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I've mentioned perversion. And some people might think that's hate speech. Well, it's not hate speech. I'm talking about it's against the law in 13 states. There are anti-sodomy laws in 13 states in the United States. Alabama, Florida, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. Conservative state legislators refuse to repeal these laws, even though the United States Supreme Court says that anti-sodomy laws are unconstitutional. And believe it or not, police still arrest people based on anti-sodomy laws. There are 73 countries 73 countries in the world that have laws against homosexuality. I can read them all, but it would take too long. But the world is full of countries that don't want homosexuality in their countries. So if we have a guy who wants to run for president and become president, how's he going to deal with countries like Russia, Lithuania, Ukraine, Moldova, Belarus? Those are five countries that have, they prohibit homosexuality. In the Americas, there are islands just off the United States that do not condone homosexuality. There are countries in Asia that don't condone homosexuality, and the Middle East as well, and Africa. So where? Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Malaysia, Myanmar, Pakistan. These are some pretty big countries. Syria, United Arab Emirates, Yemen, Uzbekistan, and then a whole bunch of countries in Africa, Algeria, Chad, Egypt, Ethiopia, Ghana, Kenya, Liberia, Libya, Morocco, Nigeria, Senegal. I mean, there are a whole bunch of countries, 73. And so we got a guy who is a card-carrying, openly homosexual guy who's married, allegedly, who wants to be CEO of the United States. Now, how well is that going to work, going to countries that think that homosexuality is a perversion, kind of like I do? How's that going to work? How's it going to work with Vladimir Putin sitting down with a gay homo president of the United States? How's it going to work?
Vince, can I chime in?
Please do.
Okay. You know, you're right. I wrote down, and it's funny that you said 73 countries. I had in my talking points here. And I don't know how we got on this, because I read the talking points, and this was not in the itinerary.
I know how.
Just a little tongue in cheek.
Well, no. I was listening very carefully, and you came out with the term "what's his butt," and then I laughed.
Actually, you said "what's his butt," but that's okay. Okay, hold on. Hear me right now. 73 countries. You're right. I wrote down 70 that are penalized for homosexual behavior. Now, if I think what we need to realize, and the best point to take out of this message, which was not in our talking points, but the best point to take out of this is that when you look at the Democrat platform, ladies and gentlemen, and you look at how they are about the plutocracy taking over, UN control, big tech, okay, and we have over 70 countries penalizing homosexual activity, most of this UN stuff is run by Sharia law countries. Now, remember an article that I've repeated a few times, I probably should do it more often, I started about 5 years ago when I read this, and I usually dovetail two articles together, and I'll paraphrase them. Basically, Sharia law proponents were saying that all Western countries in 25 to 30 years are going to be under Sharia law. This is 5 years ago. All Western countries. And then you look at the divorce rate, then you look at the fact that less than 30% of men want to get married because they've lost their houses, they've lost their children, they've lost their pensions, they've lost everything in divorces because of victim group status. So when you look at the math, just the math regarding fertilization rate, testosterone, sperm counts, just the lack of children that the American people in the West want to have because of the social indoctrination of all this Alinsky, Marx, Hegelian dialectic, all these things that, all these strategies that they have used against the American people. Frankfurt School, they're using Cloward and Piven right now by overwhelming the system with illegal immigrants. The Communist Manifesto as a whole. I mean, we're so drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness, and parents don't even feel like they have control over their child versus the state. Of course we're going to have Sharia law. It's math. Sharia law, you're allowed four wives, you're allowed legal sex concubines, you can marry children. There's no way the West can keep up with that type of math. So for you, those of you who are homosexual in America, who are LGBTQTRSM, you know, whatever, you better pray the Democrats don't get control. Because they've socially indoctrinated you thinking that they are going to be your platform for success and a happy life. I got news for you. If you're a female, if you're part of this LGBTQT, when we lower the bars and standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job, that is the catalyst that spreads and metastasizes like a cancer throughout our culture, traditions, and heritage. We have allowed the Democrat platform to basically eliminate the appreciation, the dignity, and the value of work. And this is the type of stuff that's going to be coming in. This is just math. This is not my opinion. This is not what I wish for. This is not me breaking out the bottle and rubbing it and getting three wishes from a genie or having a crystal ball. This is freaking math. So for those of you who are complaining that Trump is a Nazi, I got news for you, and I've gone over this many times. The authoritarian, socialist, communist, tyrannical dictatorship, totalitarian fascism, this is all coming from the left, because the left wants to control the media. They don't want citizen journalists. They don't want free thinkers. They want everyone to be controlled and be processed followers. They want to control the police state. That's why they hire Antifa. They're hired mercenaries. They want no due process. They want government schools to control the people. They're anti-homeschool. They're anti-parents. They're pro-state. They're anti-private property. They're into strip searches like the TSA. They control the lawyers, the judges, the courts. They sold out the little people for justice for all. And they're doing everything in their possible to create and maintain voter fraud or election fraud so they can win. So I want you to keep in mind, when government gets too big, too corrupt, too overspending, too incorporated, too elite controlled, and they manipulate, and everything is anti-constitutional, which is anti-bottom 93% of the people, you don't stand a chance for a future. We have to read up and research up, folks, because too many people on the left are trying to feather the wrong nest. Because let me give you one example. About 90% of government workers vote for Democrat Party because all they care about is their big fat paycheck, their benefits, and their pension, even though everything is in the red. But they care about what they can get right now today, and they don't care about the future of America. Remember what I said earlier in the show, Vince? We're allowing the perception of self-importance to shadow our need for standing for principle. And this is a good time for me to repeat the three criteria for standing for principle. If we had this as a law, 90% of the stuff that's occurring in America would not occur. Criteria number one. We need the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil. And stop with these excuses. Well, we don't have that. Or this person, this group needs victim group status. This group needs protectionist group status. That's all this race baiting and gender baiting and sex baiting and religion baiting got us your victim group or protectionist group status. That's what's happened in the last 30, 40 years. That's why we have this. Second is truth. This is not mind-boggling. This isn't some great innovation. But what truth is, we're allowing the elite that control five or six companies to manufacture the perception, pity, guilt, and ideology and hold on to the narratives at all costs. And they're gaslighting the people. And if you don't know what gaslighting is, you better do some more reading and research. Truth also comes with a caveat. You have to have the guts to be hated for saying the truth versus wanting to be loved for blowing smoke up people's ass and telling certain people or groups what they want to hear. And third, which some people have a problem with, but I don't care, and that is the third criteria for standing for principle is someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're from, then you get to do it too. And if you don't like it, let's have practice with your priest laws, because that's what that's for.
I was just thinking about the Christmas party. I'll tell you what I mean by that when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Of what we are not timid to say. And I mentioned the Christmas party. So the big corporation hires Bridget. And so Bridget's filling out the paperwork, and it says spouse, and Bridget says, my wife is Elizabeth. So Bridget's married to Elizabeth, and then you have the Christmas party. Do you think everyone's going to feel the same way that they would feel before Bridget and Elizabeth showed up at the Christmas party? Or the annual barbecue? Or, you know, even those little Christmas parties that you have at your house, and, you know, you invite your coworkers, and you say, hey, bring your husband or wife, and then, you know, Bridget shows up with Elizabeth. You think that's going to put a damper on that Christmas party? Or, you know, the barbecue in your backyard where Bridget and Elizabeth are there and they're making out? You think that's going to feel right? How about this? How about those people who say, you know, so let's say what's-his-butt gets elected or selected as a CEO of the United States of America. How many people are going to say, I am so proud of what's-his-butt. He stood up for perversion. I am so proud of him. He makes perversion normal again. Can you imagine what we're talking about? Literally, we're talking about a homosexual, a sodomite, who's, this guy was, he went to Catholic school, yeah, he went to Catholic school, he's of the Episcopalian faith right now. He says that he was in the military in Afghanistan when Donald Trump was on TV. He's a Harvard graduate. He says he's a Rhodes Scholar. That's an international scholarship. And he says that about the candidates, it's not so much about the candidates this time. It's about the voters. Are you kidding me? The presidency of the United States is not about the candidates. It's about the voters. This guy is twisted every way to Sunday. It's not about the candidates. Well, then what the heck is it about? Are the voters selecting themselves for president? This guy, what's his butt, says, quote, character really matters. He's like the cheerleader for perversion. And he's saying character matters. I'm sorry. I want to get off. I mean, this world is nuts. This world has just lost it. Character really matters. By a me first guy, I guess he's a guy, he's flaunting perversion. He thinks that he is the most important guy in the room. Maybe someday. I don't know, maybe. It's remote. That I might say, you know what, if y'all are going to do those disgusting, filthy, perverted things in the privacy of your own home, well, I guess it's okay. Maybe I might come to that point, but I don't think so. This guy is advertising it. He's going on worldwide media saying, I am as queer as the $3 bill. And I want to be your guy. And my boyfriend, husband, and I want to have children. I'm going to be a great dad. How's that going to work? I'm telling you, this is just sick. I'm sorry we got off on this tangent, but I think we needed to, Rich, even.
Yeah, I don't know how much time I have left before the break, but I'm going to definitely comment on... I want to put an exclamation point on what you just said. And then, what do you say we go to the talking points that we discussed about this show? You want me to talk about that Remington bankruptcy article?
Yeah, Remington.
Like, things like that. But let me go... Before the break starts coming in, let me mention a few sentences here and put an exclamation point. To me, you and I look at things a little differently. To me, especially when you've lost several jobs of affirmative action and quotas, and you see America go down because certain people feel entitled to play the victim group card or the protectionist group card, basically what it affects America in general. Look at the duration of employment and the attrition rate for people. It could be colleges, it could
be
corporations and jobs, it could be marriage. Basically, the...
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.